Yeah, we're holding daf nun vav mabez. You're holding. Bar two dots. Bar two dots. Yes, Mishnah says what? V'hizim imenu ala preches, kineged oren mibachutz. Hey, see, after they finished doing the avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he went outside into the Heichel. And in the Heichel also, he had to make the hazois with the dam par and then with the dam ha-soyu. So, Tana Rabbonin. Under the Brayis, the Pasuk says, V'chein yase liyoyo moyit. You do the same thing in the Yoyi Moed, in the Heichel, you do the same thing that it did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ma Talmudoy, what does it teach us? Kishem Shemaz Lufnai Lufnim. The same way we just got finished making the Hazois, they sprinkled the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kach Mazah Beheichel. The same halacha, now you have to take the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer and make the Hazois, sprinkle the dam now, standing in the Heichel, he's facing towards the Preichus. So the more my lefnai lefnim, achas lamala v'shev lamato, just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the avoda was one upwards and seven downwards, midam hapar. The first they did the dam hapar. They took the dam and he put his finger into the dam and he sprinkled the finger upwards once and then seven times downwards. Is kach maza b'heichom. The same thing the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur in the Heichom with the dam of the par. That he makes one hazor upwards and seven hazors downwards. Ukishem, in the same way, shalifnai lifnim, achas lamalo v'shevu lamato, midam hasoyer, the same way he also did the dam hasoyer, one upwards and seven downwards, is kach mazeh b'heichol. The same halach he did now in the heichol, he took the dam of the soyer, and he made the hazois, one upwards and seven downwards. The same thing. Then the Pasuk says that, ha'sheichin itam b'teich tumosim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechin is with us, b'teich tumosim, mashm, even though we're b'tumah. So Gemara dashes that afilu b'shas, shein tumeim, even when Klai Yisrael is tumeh, poshim means it's even after the Churban Abayis, b'shas v'tumeh, is Shechin imohim. Still the Shechin is with us. As the Shechin always stays with us. Yes, that's the dash, the joshas, b'seich, tumosim means it's even though when they're tumeh, Klai Yisrael is tumeh, still the Shechin is with us. Like we'll soon see. So a certain Tzaduki spoke to Rabbi Chanina and told him, like, Hashtu now is Pashi after Churban Abayis, Bori Temeim Osun. That for sure, you Klai Yisrael now is Tomei. So he meant to say, like, the Shechina Hashem is not with you anymore. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Eichon, Tumosa Bishuleho, that the Tomei is on the bottom of her. So since you're Tomei, the Shechina is not with you anymore. And Rashi says, Vadai Temeim Osun, V'yein Shechina Ben Eichem, Sheri B'tumah. And Mestoma, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not with us anymore, now that we're Tomei. So Bechlin answered back and said, no. Omalei, Toh Chazi Maksiv Behu. Look at what it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, this Pasuk, HaShoichin Itom B'Soich Tumoisim. That HaKadosh Yamidashin Afilu B'Zman Shem Tomeim, Shechina Shruya B'Neim. Even when Klai Yisrael is Tomei, it's after the Churban Abayis, still the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu is with the Yidin. So like, no, even now, still Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is still with us. Like we always say, Ein l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, El Adal Dama Shel Halochem. But I call upon him wherever you're learning Torah, that's where the Shechina is. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. V'chidovar ha'lomad behekish, choyzer u'malamed behekish. Now this is the klal by Kodeshim, any halochem, the gate of Kodeshim, the klal is if you learn out this halocha with a hekish. It does, the Torah doesn't say clearly what the din is. You learn it out from a hekish. So you can't make another hekish from this hekish. Like Rashi says, the Kasha, the second line, V'chidovar ha'lomad behekish, k'goin par she'lomad b'matonos p'nim, achas l'mala, even in the avoidus ha'p'nim, by the avoidus of the par, how many zrikas, how many times do you have to make hazor l'mala? How many times do you have to throw the blood upwards? The Pasuk doesn't say. So we learn out the dama par from the dama soyer, min ha'soyer. Behekish, we have a hekish. And it says one time by the soyer, so now we know by the par also it's one time upwards. How do we know that by the soya you have to mimaza seven times downwards? Behekish, we learn now from hekish, minapar, from the par. So the kitsa, the aloch is by the par and the soya gufa. Afilu lufnai lufnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we only know that both of them have the same halacha, one up and seven downwards, is only from a hekish. So the kasher is now, choizrin umalamdim matonash befnim, al matonas apreches. Behekish, are you allowed to learn out now to say that we know you have to be mazah outside in the Heichel? True. How many times? We don't know. So we're making a hekesh that the same way it's inside, one up and seven downwards, the same way outside in the hekel also one up and seven downwards. The vechen yasal yoyel mayid. It's a hekesh. Now the kaimel v'masech tzvachim tiyen lemeidim bekodeshim hekesh min a hekesh. That's the cloud the Gemara in Zvachim says. That's something you learn out in the Gaya to Kodeshim, if you only know it from a Hekish, like here, the Dama Par, how many times upwards, we don't know. We have to learn it out from the Dama the Sawyer. How many times downwards by the Dama Sawyer, we don't know, we learn it out from the Dama Par. So since we learn out one from the other, Luchuri cannot now again make another Hekish to learn that the outside in the Hechel, when again you have to make the special Azois from the Dama Par and Dama Sawyer, how many times? So we're learning out, the pasuk says, V'chein yasal yoyimoyid. Do the same thing in the Hechel. But by Kodshim, you can't learn out one from the other if the first limit was from a Hekish. So the Moran says, Hi, over here it's a little bit better. Hi, hey menu, v'dover acharu. So I have a Hekish. Here it's not really a Hekish. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's the avoidus of the Dama Par and the Dama the Sawyer. Now each one of them, the Torah says one at least. The Torah says the Dama Par seven times downwards. And the Torah also says you have to do the Dama Par upwards. So the Torah really says by the Dama Par up and down. It just doesn't say how many times upwards. The same way the Dama Sawyer. The Torah says one up and you have to do downwards. How many times downwards we don't know. But each one of them has a limud by itself and from someplace else. So that's not called the complete Hekish. That's called Hemenu V'Dover Acher. From it itself and something else. True, I need a little bit of help. Like for one part of it, but the other part of it, the Torah does say in its place what the locher is. So that's not called a hekish. For I have a hekish, that's not called a hekish. Like Rashi says, Hey menu v'dover achar, hekish or rishon lav hekishum. Even the first hekish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not a real hekish. Sherei bein bapar bein besoyek siv, malo motor. By both of them, the Torah says you have to make two types of hazos. You have to spritz the dam upwards and downwards. We only have to learn out one from the other how many times upwards, how many times downwards. Hilkach, therefore, kol chad v'chad me'atzma lomad miksas. Each one of them, Adama, Paradama, Sor, have a little bit, but you learn out by itself. V'dobaracha mesayeya b'miksas. And something else true only helps out a little bit. That's called mesayeya b'miksas. V'yein ze lomad behekish. This is not considered a real learning out from a hekish. What is really considered a hekish? Shein choizu malamed hu, that you can't learn out a second time from. Kagoin, im lo nema lamate v'soye klau. If the Torah wouldn't have said at all, by the soye you have to be mazed downwards. Oy lamala bapar. Or else the Torah would have not said at all, you have to do upwards by the dama par. Lo nema klaloi, ulam non habahema zumi zub hekish, hainu hekish, shein choizu malamed hekish. Then if you would learn out from hekish, I learned out the Dama Par from the Dama Sawyer, the Dama Sawyer, Dama Par, that would have been a very good Hekish. Because the Torah doesn't say about the Sawyer at all to do downwards. How do I know to do downwards? You have to learn it out completely from the Par, that would have been a Hekish. But now the Torah says something. In its Pasha, the Torah says, Zai the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer, you need a Mazir, upwards and downwards. So it says exactly what you need. It just doesn't say the amount. So that's not called the complete Hekish. That's called Hemenu B'Dover Achar, so therefore you could learn out to the Avoidus of the Hechel, like now. Now after the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol went to the Hechel, and there also we had to make the Hazois of the Dama Par and Dama Sur. How much? We have a right to learn it out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it's not considered a complete Hekish. So Gemara says that that's Gufo Machloikis though. Gemara says, Honi, Cholaman Diyomar, that's very good according to this Man Diyomar, Loi Hevi Hekish. That holds, it's not called Hekish if the Torah says some part in its own parasha. Elo Laman Diyom Hevi Hekish Maik Lameimor. Hey, this is the Machloikis in the Gemara in Zvachim though, like Rashi says. Plukta Bizvachim Perkezim Mekaimim. So the Man Diyomar there in Zvachim that says, even though some parts of the Halacha says by itself, but since you have to come on to help from another halacha, that's still called a hekish. And the cloud by Kodeshim is, if one thing you learn out from hekish, you can't learn it out to another thing from hekish. So we have Akasha now in our Gemara. How can we learn out that in the Hechel, outside, he also did one up and seven downwards from the Pnim Gufa is a hekish, and you can't make a hekish to a hekish. So Gemara answers, Mekoy Mesu Degamri Madodi. Like it's not really a hekish here. We're just sending out the two places. In other words, there's a place you have to make Hazor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Oren is, And then there's another set of hazlos you have to do outside in the Heichel. So we're just learning out the Mokum of the Heichel from the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rashi says, Mekoyim Esu Degamri Madodi. Ain't there Hekish? This is not considered a real Hekish. Halomid Min Hekish? That you're learning out one from the other? Shirei Behekish Harishan Lomdu Beheim Azu Mizu. The first Hekish in the Lufnai Lufnim, we're learning out the Dama Par from the Dama Soyu. True. The Yosu has Domoi Kasheroso Dama Par. The Torah says, do the same thing to the Dama Soyer, the same thing you did to the Dama Par. Well, the Hekish Hasheni. Now, in the second Hekish near here, that we're learning out from the Heichel, from the Pnim, Loihuka Shum Dover Liachas Menabhemis. We're not learning out the two animals, the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer. Lilmoid Mimenu. Learn out from that, Mashalom the Hekish Mechabuseon. What you learned out from the first Hekish. In other words, the second Hekish is not the same as the first one. The first one was, would be Makish, the two animals. The Dama the Par and the Dama the Soyer together. Ela here, the second Hekish is, Hamakoymois Hukshu Zel is there. We're learning out the places. Vechenyas Liyoyomoid. You should do now in the Yoyimoyed in the Heichel, Kasher, Keeper ala Kodesh. The same way you did in the Lufnai and Lufnin, the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Kodesh Alom and Klum Mitchila Behekish. Ela Hapar Hukish Lisoy, Vasoy Lapar, Matonas HaKodesh. In other words, in the first Hekish, there was no limud of the Mokum Lufnai and Lufnim. The first Hekish was the Dhamma, the part of Dhamma Sawyer. Now, the second Hekish, we're not learning out the din of the Dhamma part of Dhamma Sawyer. We're only making Hekish now that the Chen Yasel Yoyomoyed, that in the Heichel, the Yoyomoyed has the same halach like the Lufnai and Lufnim. So we're just learning out the two places have the same halachis. So that's not called the Hekish from the Hekish. Iboy Yisem, another teretz is, Chutz Mipnim, B'chod Ezim Negomer. It's even in the first Hekish, it was one limud to learn out the Dhamma Par from the Dhamma Soyer, that you do the Azoyas both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and outside also. It's not considered two separate Hekishes. It's called like one. The Rashi says, Iboy Yisem, Chutz Mipnim, B'chod Ezim Negomer. Inami Svirulon, De Pnim Behekish Lomad, Yochol Achsev Lomad HaHechol, Bavas Achas, Mashakosev Boy Beferish, Egoin Achas Tamal Besoyim, Oveshev Lamata Bapar, Vimoyim Af Mashalomad Behekish. This you can learn out, because it's like one limud. The limud de mar, that whatever you have to do to the par is the same way you have to do to the soyer, both in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and outside in the Hechol. So again, it's like one type of a limud. What do you do with this Dama Par? How many times do you do it downwards? Both in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichel. So that's only one Hekish that we're learning out the Dhamma of the Soyer from the Dhamma of the Par. Just like by the Par, it's seven downwards. Huadin and Dhamma of the Soyer is also seven downwards. And the opposite, how many times upwards by the Par? We're learning it out from the Soyer. You do it one upwards in both places. So it's considered like one Hekish. Bechad, like Mar says, Bechad Zim Negomer. At one time, we learn out both things. So Mar says, Tona. We learn now in the Braisa, Kishu Maza Eina Maza Ala Prechis. When the Kohen Gadol now was standing outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was standing in the Heichel, and he was facing towards the Prechis, and he had to spray the dam, one upwards and seven downwards, the dam did not mamish touch the Prechis. Elo Kinegar HaPrechis. It only reached the ground, the floor, but right next in front of the Prechis. Hey, just like we had before by the Kaparis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dam did not have to touch the urine, it didn't touch the Kaparis. It just was sprayed towards the Kaparis, but it went on the floor. The same thing now was in the Heichel. He's throwing the dam towards the Prechis, but it does not touch the Prechis itself. El Kineged HaPrechis. Now, Omer Reblezer, Reblezer, I guess in the Kashi, really. Omer Reblezer, Reb Yosi, Ani Riyasiha B'Roimi. I once went to Roim, and I saw the Prechis that was in Roim. It's the Goyim that had the Prechis in Roim. For Hoyo Olea Kama Tipe Damim Shel Parvis Soyo Shiyom HaKippurim. And he saw that it had a lot of blood stains. It's the blood, the dam of the par, the dam of the soyer. When the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, it mamish touched the preches. So what are you telling me now? It doesn't have to touch the preches. Here I see mamish the preches that had blood stains from the dam of par, the dam of soyer. So Mura first wants to say, Vidilma, the par, helam, dava, shosibar. Jesus said the dam you saw on the preches was what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Maybe it was other karbonis. There are other chatoyis apnim. There's the par helam dovash osibur. If those klayis or does the chet, they have to bring a par together, and the alzrikas of that dam is also in the heichel. Vaito sir avoy the zorahu. You have the same thing by the surf and avoy the zorah. So maybe who says this blood was from the Pnim, from the Kurdish, from Yom Kippur? Maybe the dam was from outside, from the Hechel. I mean, it's good they're both from the Hechel, I mean. But who says it was from the dam and the power and the soil of Yom Kippur? Maybe it was from these other Karbonis throughout the whole year. So the Moran says, he says, the Chosei Diavidi Kisidron. No, Rabbi Lezer says, when I looked at the Parechis, I saw the way the dam was coming down Kisidron, the right Seder. In other words, just like in the Kippur we had, it's Kamatzlif. He like throws Taka one upwards, and then the seven downwards go straight down in a line. So we saw on the Parechis the line of the seven dams coming down. So as Kamat Zichi knew that this was the dam that came from Yom Kippur, and still he said he saw the dam on the Parechis. So here you see, the dam did reach the Parechis. This is like a little Avakasha now. So Rashi says, Ani Riasi Eberoimi, Mesechta Milo, Gabe Ben Talmion, Nasa Nesta Reb Lezer, Reb Yasi, Sheripo Esbas Melech Roim, he healed up the king's daughter, Shenichna Shade Begufoi, Sheshmoi Ben Talmion, that happened that the shade went into the king's daughter, Vechnisu Luyetzer Amelech, Lito Koma Shirtzon, and the Schar Zed, they let him go into the Yetzer Amelech and take whatever he wants. Lohoye Chofetz Elolito Misham Igoris, He only wanted to take the letters that had the Xeris of a Gerz against Klal Yisrael. Umotzum, he found them a Korim, and he ripped them up. But there he also saw the Kelim from the Beis Hamidrash that the Goyim took into Rome. So the kid said there he saw the Parechis, and he saw that the Dam did reach the Parechis. So not like our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara is saying that the Dam of the Pan, the Dam of the Sawyer does not reach the Parechis. And there he says he saw the dam reach the Parechis. So the Gemara first asks, maybe it's other Kabonis, other Chatzayis HaPnim. The Gemara says, no, we saw the dam Kisidrum, Zatrashi. Milmalo Lamata Kamatzlif. He saw the way the dam was going on a straight row downwards on the Parechis. And the only time you do that is on the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So Chura was Nikur, that the Avodah of Yom Kippur Gufo, the Domim did hit the Parechis. Yeah. Yeah. So the one terrors could be is even though there's a mitzvah, you don't have to reach the Parechis. Just if it did, sometimes it could be it hit the Parechis. So if it hit the Parechis, about it, still kosher. So it could be one time it hit it. Right. So now the Gemara says, well, Nisar v'loy, now Nushal now. Nisar v'loy domim b'domim. What's going to happen if the two bloods got mixed up? If the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the dam of the par and the dam of the soya got mixed up together. If the Chachivi is supposed to have them separate and do two separate avoidances, you have to do the azois first on the dam of the par, one upwards and seven downwards, and then he first takes the dam of the soya to do it. What's going to be if the two damim got mixed up together? So Rashi says, domim b'domim, shel par v'shel soyer, koidim she'nosam befnim klum. And before the Kohen Gadol made any type of azois at all, both bloods got mixed up. So what should he do now? So Gemara says, Omar Rava said, Noisein achas lamalo, v'sheva lamata. Since both dams got mixed up together, so the one azoy you do upwards is like you're doing azoy from the dam of the soyer and the dam of the par. So you yaitza both two in one. Who didn't just do seven downwards, and you yaitza both in one. Do one time seven downwards, because that one time has in it the dam of the par and the dam of the soyim. The oil aloy lakan lakan. That's what Rava wanted to say. And you should be yaitza both halachas now. Both the dam of par and the dam of soyer. Do it together. Because you have both dam and mixed together, so you make the mitzvah together. Tomorrow says, Omru kaimet Reb Yirmiya. They said over this halacha, Rava's halacha in front of Reb Yirmiya. Omar, Reb Yirmiya said, Bevavloi, has you, Rava, you're from Bavel, tipshoi. You're like a tippish, you're a fool. Mishum de dari v'yar de chashucha, amri shmata to de mechashchin. Since you're living in a black land, in a dark land, like Bavel, you're saying like black things. In other words, you're not saying good. What you're saying now is wrong. So Rashi says, b'yasu de chashucha, Bavel shi metzula. His Bavel is called the black land, it's metzula. It has a lot of tail, it has a lot of shade there. What was the time, what's wrong with it? So Gemara says, Ha'koyoyev lamala de soyer, makme mata de par. If you want to be yaitze both hazois at one time, so you're putting one time upwards. You're saying with your one hazor upwards, since in this one hazor you have the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, you want to say yaitze both right now upwards. So it comes out, you're putting from the Dhamma the soil upwards before you did the seven lamata of the power. And that's not right. The Torah says, V'chila mechaperes ha-kodesh. That means, and when you finish the blood, that's what's mechaper. So v'dashen kiper dhamma power. First finish doing all what you have to do with the dhamma the power. In other words, first do one hazor upwards, and then do seven hazors downwards with the dhamma the power. V'yachakach. And after that, kila dhamma soyer. And then you finish off the dhamma the soyer. So you're doing the opposite way now, you can't be yotzer. So that's the kasha terova. How could you say the two bloods got mixed up? Do just one hazor upwards and seven hazors downwards, because in the one hazor upwards you have both the dhamma the power and the dhamma the soyer, but it's no good, because you can't have the dhamma the soyer go upwards before you did the seven lamata of the power. So what you have to do is first do one upwards and seven downwards, and say you only want to be yotzer to the din of the power. And then you have to do over again a second time, one upwards and seven downwards, and then you want to be yotzer to the din of the seven for the soyer, or the din of the soyer. That's what the Gemara says. Elo Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Noisein Achas Lamala, you have to put one upwards, V'sheva Lamata L'shem Apar. You have in mind now, you're doing this, these Hazois, you're spritzing the Dam, L'shem the Par, V'choyze V'noisein Achas Lamala, V'sheva Lamata L'shem Asoyer. And you have to do a second time then, another set of the Hazois. One time upwards, and seven time downwards, to require the mitzvah for the Soyer. As even though in the first time when you spray it upwards, you had takas on dhamma soyer, but you're not mechavim for that. That's not your kavanah. Your kavanah now is only for the dhamma par. So finish doing the avoidance of the dhamma par, and then you'll start doing the avoidance of the dhamma the soyer. Rashi says, Hokoyoyev lamala the soyer, shenoysen achas lamala l'shem par l'shem soyer. As according to Rava, that the one upwards, the yoytze both, you're doing the soyer before the par. And the pasuk says v'chilu mechaper means kila hakaporis, finish off doing the kaporis. K'moy shehein amuras binyan, the way the Torah says. And the Torah says first do the dam of the power and then you do the dam of the soyer. So you're not allowed to do it the opposite way. So that's what Yirmiyah says. You have to do two sets of azoyes hirosom, one upwards and one seven downwards, and then again one upwards, seven downwards. Nothing more. Says another shayla. What's going to be nisarvu? Nisarvo loy domim bedomim. If the blood got mixed up, domim bedomim, b'matonos achronis, by the second matonis. So Rashi says, achas shenosan, achas lamalu menapar. What's going to be, again, on Yom Kippur, could be you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim now, the Kohen Gadol is doing now, holding the dam of the par, and the dam of the par is first you have to do one upwards, and then you do seven downwards. So he had the dam of the par by itself, and he made one hazor upwards. And after he finished doing the one hazor upwards, now the two kalim got mixed up together. The dam of the par and the dam of the sor again got mixed up together. So how should he do now? How should he finish off doing the avodis? Is nisarvul adama b'dama b'matonas achronis? Is sover rapopo kaimi derov lemeimo? Where Papa wanted to say in front of Rava that then should be noisein shevul amato l'shem par, like continue doing the avodah. You did already one upwards, so now do seven downwards, finish off doing l'shem par, or l'shem soyer, and also like this one time you're doing downwards now, have kavana for the dam of the soyer also. Then v'choyzer v'noysen achas l'mala l'shem soyer. And then just finish off, do one more l'mala l'shem the soyer. What happened was, first you did one l'mala with the dam of the par. You only had the dam of the par by itself. Then right away the two kalim got mixed up. So you figure, I have to do now seven lamata l'shem de par. So the Kohen sticks his finger inside the dam. Now he has his finger in his dam. There are two types of dam in the finger now. There's a dam of the par and a dam of the soyer, because the two bloods got mixed up. So he has to go seven times downwards. So he figures, when I'm doing it seven times downwards, I'll have in mind for both of them already, that I'm doing zay from the dam of the par and also for the dam of the soyer. So now when he finishes that, what is he missing? From the dam of the soyer, he didn't do one lamala. So now he'll just finish off and do again, stick his finger in again, and again just do one lamala. That's what Rapapa wanted to say. So Gemara says that Omalei Rava. So Rava said back to Papa, you know for sure you're wrong. It said like this, Ad hashter karulon tipshoi. Like Rava was saying, don't tell this almost to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because up until now, Rabbi Yirmiyah called me Stama Tipish. Hey, to come over my svar. I said before, he called me a tippish already. Oh, but Bahashtra, if you can tell him over your svar, what you just got finished saying, they're going to call you tipshoy, tipshoy. Like a double fool, you're going to be. Why? To call me Gemarina Lahu for like Gemiri. Because so you tell me, Rabbi Yemi will tell you, I already taught you the right shot, and you're not learning, you're not listening. Why? Because for your eitz was no good, Rav Papa. Why? For her koyoyev mate disoyer mekame male disoyer. According to your cheshbin, you want to do 7 hazoyes downwards, and you're having in mind now downward. You're doing finishing off the dam of the par, and you're also starting now the dam of the soyer. But the dam of the soyer you didn't do up yet. So you want to first do the 7 downwards for the dam of soyer, and then you do 1 more upwards for the dam of the soyer. Now that's possible. The Torah says, Tein lamala, v'yachakach lamato. The Torah says, you know what the Seder is? That first you have to make the 1 hazor upwards, both from the dam of the par by itself and the dam of the sor by itself, and then you could first do the shevel lamato. So here, your ratio is a double chsorin. It's a chsorin, even the dam of the sor itself. You can't have the 7 lamato before you have the 1 lamala. So, Elo, what is the 8? So, what do you have to do in such a case? Elo, the halacha should be like this. Elo Amar Rava, even Rava himself answered back like Rava did learn, and Rava said like this: Elo Amar Rava, Avad, what you have to do is Noisein Sheva Lamat L'Shem Par. True, you first did 1 Lamala of the Par, then the 2 bloods got mixed up, so now you have to make 7 Hazois Lamata facing downwards L'Shem the Dam of the Par. Then V'Choyzev Noisein Achas Lamala. Then you have to do it again and make 1 time upwards. L'shem the dam of the soyer, v'sheva l'mato l'shem soyer, and then you do a second time 7 downwards l'shem the soyer. The serizim, which is the chatas l'shem, which was in the garolos, the one with the chatas l'shem. So that's what you have to do in such a case if the 2 bloods got mixed up. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the loch of nisarvuloi koisis the koisis? What's going to be if 2 cups of blood got mixed up? So Rashi says, Sheinei makir eiza koisho par v'eiza koisho soyer. In other words, not the 2 cups got mixed up into 1 cup. You have the 2 cups of blood there. 1 cup is the kind God who received from Adam of the par, and 1 he received from Adam of the soyer. He has his 2 cups there. But now the 2 cups got mixed up. We don't know which cup is Adam of the par and which one is Adam of the soyer. We don't know which is which. Right, yeah. So the case is, what's going to be now if the koisos got mixed up? The 2 koisos gufa got mixed up. You don't know now which is the dam of the par and which is the dam of the soyer. So the Gemara says the answer is like this: noisein v'choisev v'noisein v'choisev v'noisein shloisha pomim. What you have to do now is you have to do 3 sets of hazois. You have to do 1 upwards, 7 downwards one time. Then a second time, 1 upwards, 7 downwards. And then a third time, 1 upwards and 1 downwards from the 2 or 3 kelimers. Do 1 keli first, the second keli second, and then the third keli again. And this way, Ramana Shekhi Yetzah. The cheshbon is like this. If you have the 3 kelim here, you have not yet. You have 2 kelim here, you have. So this is, one is the dominant power, one is the dominant soyer. We don't know which is which. So take your choice. Do first here, upwards, downwards. Then do this one, upwards and downwards. So if this one was a dam of the par, you yaitza right now. Because first you did up and 7 downwards with dam of the par the way you're supposed to. And then you did the dam of the soyer the way you're supposed to. But the problem is no. Maybe this one was a dam of the soyer. And you can't do the soyer before the par. So what you have to do is, after you did this, do this one now. And this one is a dam of the par. So forget about the first one you did. Just use the second, be yaitza with the second one. You did 1 upwards and 7 downwards. And then you have to come back again to the first keli again, like this is the dam of the soyer, and now you're doing upwards and downwards. So Mamonashach, if you do 1, 2, 3, you yaitzu Mamonashach. Because if this is a dam of the par, so you yaitzu after the first 2 times. You did a dam of the par first, then you did a dam of the soyer. I did a third time of dam of the par, mashma, that doesn't pass for anything. If you do more than what you have to do, it doesn't pass for you. But the concern is maybe the first one is a dam of the soyer. So you did a dam of the soyer first, then the dam of the par, that's no good. You can't do the soyer before the par. So that's why after you do the second one, you have to go back again to the first one. So Mamonashach now, you have your par first, and then the dam of the soyer. So that's the Yetzer. Not before you mean, you're right. Case where you can't, you're right. I don't know who should be able to tell you right. One was red behind before, one was whiter. Eshal Tachushna Kain Godli couldn't tell. In such a case, you're right. In such a case, we couldn't tell. You're right. Rashi says, "You're nice saying the chayzev and nice and chayzev and nice and the chol avoid the."